Now that spring is right around the corner, let us consider the political situation. In Iowa, everyone is focused on the Democratic candidates and how they wish they could claim victory in Iowa. What about the Republicans? President Trump, who has never gotten a greater number of votes than an opponent in a general election, managed to dominate in Iowa, but he had opposition. In 2004 in Iowa, President Bush had no opposition. In Iowa, in 2020, there were two candidates opposing Trump. They were Bill Weld and Joe Walsh. Did you notice the power of Rocky's dad inserting the word general? Trump did get more votes than any opponent in Republican primaries. Mockery rocks. I wonder if Paul Manafort makes mockery of the president as he whiles away the hours, the days, and the months in jail. Do people on social media who say sweet things about the president understand that his campaign manager is in prison? I think the president should be easy to defeat. I mean, the 2008 campaign was interrupted by an economic collapse. 2020, this year, sees factory production slumping from an epidemic. The automobile brand Hyundai is suspending production in South Korea, a sign that the economic fallout from China's viral outbreak is spreading. For other companies bracing for losses from coronavirus, the damage has so far been delayed. Thanks to a stroke of timing, the outbreak hit just when Chinese factories and many businesses were closed, all ready to let workers travel home for the week-long Lunar New Year holiday. But the respite won't last. If much of industrial China remains on lockdown for the next few weeks, a very real possibility, Western retailers, auto companies, and manufacturers that depend on Chinese imports will start to run out of the goods they depend on. In order to meet deadlines for summer goods, retail experts say that Chinese factories would need to start ramping up production by March 15th. If Chinese factories were instead to remain idle through May 1st, it would likely cripple retailers. Crucial back-to-school and fall seasons. The partial shutdown of Wuhan, that's the city in China, has already harmed the production of TV display panels and raised prices, according to a report by research group IHS Markit. The city has five factories making liquid crystal displays known as LCDs and organic light-emitting diodes known as OLEDs, both of which are used for television and laptop monitors. China accounts for more than half of the global production capacity for making these display panels. This is Mockery Rocks. I am Rocky's daddy. I want to make a little mockery of a political party whose side I am more or less on. The American Democrats, they talk about being the greener of the two American political parties. Green New Deal and all that. Well, nobody has suggested, because it would cost a lot of votes, that you have to outlaw new car sales. Sales of cars that have no electric component, run exclusively on fossil fuels. Nobody wants to say that it has to be done. I say it has to be done. You have to outlaw cars if they are new, in order to say you are free still to drive a car that has no electric component, that runs exclusively on gasoline, if it is a used car. Keep it up, maintain it, and you can drive it. But to sell a new car that fouls the air is not viable too far into the future. Tell me what you think. If you get this podcast by way of Twitter, then use Twitter to agree or disagree with me. You know, retweet the podcast if you do agree that we have to give up new car sales if the new cars are not electric or are not hybrid. Give them up when? Not 2020. It's already started. How about 2022? Does that sound too soon, too? How about 2025? Would that give manufacturers enough time to prepare? I hope so. The most famous all-electric car is the Tesla. I can't afford one, can you? 8 months after it seemed headed for the corporate junkyard, Tesla is now worth more than General Motors. Tom Kreischer and Kathy Busiewicz wrote this piece that I'm reading from. Worth more than General Motors, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler combined, even though the big three together sell more cars. So if they sell more cars, how do we say Tesla is worth more? Because of the stock value. In a reversal of fortune, analysts find amazing, if not nutty, the stock of the electric vehicle and solar panel maker has rocketed to nearly $900, up over 30% in just a few days. It is now worth five times what it was worth in June of last year, when there were whispers of bankruptcy surrounding the company founded by the erratic visionary Elon Musk. Erratic visionary, I don't want to call that man by that name. The writers do. Among the world's automakers, Tesla, with a market value just shy of $160 billion ranks only behind Toyota at $232 billion. Many investors see it as justified for a company that is leading the world in electric vehicle sales amid an expected global transition from the internal combustion engine to batteries. And I referred politically to that transition. I hope we can make it. Besides the Tesla, I was looking at some videos on YouTube of the new Honda and of the new Mini Cooper, both fully electric. And then there is this from back in September from Reuters News Service and the writer Kevin Buckland. Japan, South Korea, and China have set ambitious targets to put millions of hydrogen-powered vehicles on the road by the end of the next decade at a cost of billions of dollars. But to date, hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, FCVs, have been upstaged by the electrics, which are increasingly becoming a mainstream option due to the success of Tesla luxury cars, as well as sales and production quotas set by China. Some critics argue FCVs may never amount to more than a niche technology. But proponents counter, hydrogen is the cleanest energy source for automobiles, the cleanest available, and that with time and more refueling structure, it will gain acceptance. Whether it should be electric or hydrogen, it's still a tough sell, so the politicians better start selling. Because the people are so used to burning gasoline and nothing else, and feeling powerful and feeling mobile. I want to thank you so much for listening to Mockery Rocks. Yes, I am Rocky's daddy, and yes, I do maintain my cool.